Are you good at making excuses? Maybe it depends on what it is you don't want to do. My girls can get quite creative when it comes to all the reasons why they didn't do something they were supposed to do. I do the same thing. I make all sorts of excuses for not exercising. I don't have time. I'm too tired. I'll wait till I have the right equipment. I need another donut. You get the idea. I'm sure you have a few excuses of your own. What if it's something you really want to do or even have dreamed of doing? Suddenly, the excuses melt away. There's nothing then that can keep you from it. So really, it comes down to our priorities, and you might even say where our heart is. What if you were invited to eat dinner at the house of someone you knew did not like you? To make it even worse, most of the people who would be there would be watching and judging your every move. It would be tempting and really easy to make an excuse to not go. Jesus was invited to such a gathering. Instead of making an excuse to not go, he very willingly took that opportunity to eat with them and say a few things they needed to hear. After stepping on toes most of the meal, he then shares with them the story of the Great Supper. This is that story, Luke 14:15. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Many of those sitting around this table hearing the words of Jesus were very religious Jews. They were in line for God's blessings because of their heritage as the children of Israel and their commitment and obedience to God's promises. But what Jesus wants them to see here is that the bridegroom himself has come. He's sitting at their table, inviting them even now to respond to him. If they do not, it's like VIP front row tickets to a sold-out show being ignored. The concert will go on and the seats will be filled, just not by the ones making all the excuses. That's the truth. Go take some time and read Luke 14. Discover more of what it means to not only accept the invitation Jesus offers to join him at the table, but then go deeper as he explains what that looks like in your life and how it should even taste when lived out. I'm Lori Klein.